Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is Iranian Christian right now. He's been sentenced to 80 lashes. 80 lashes. Can you? Think about it. When people are supporting Iran and saying that, you know, and they're attacking the church. You have Pastor Saeed, who's in jail right now. He's been tortured and so many things taking place against the church. And when we support the Arab League of Nations, when we support a Muslim nation in the context of if they're having a viewpoint against the Jews and against Christians, what are we doing? What are we doing in the context of that? And we should stand up for human rights in that. But knowing that here is Iran, the one nation that we didn't help out in the Arab Spring, who actually wrote, the Green Party wrote to the president and said, hey,
help.
Help. And first that letter was denied it existed, and then later on it was acknowledged that it was there. Welcome to Alinsky, right?
Right.
And it all makes sense. It's just Alinsky. And this is what CBN News reports, that an Iranian Christian was sentenced to a court, by the way. A court in Iran has sentenced four Christians to 80 lashes. 80 lashes each. I mean, think about it. I mean, 40 was death.
Mm-hmm.
80 lashes each for drinking wine during communion service.
Wow.
Let me tell you how important communion is.
Mm.
It's so important that organizers of the night, that Lucifer's servants, that Lucifer wants to give you 80 lashes for taking communion.
Wow.
Because it represents the body of Christ, which is broken. I mean, when you take communion in a Muslim nation, you are going, Jesus Christ is Lord. He died for our sins. This wine, this fruit juice represents the blood of Christ, and this bread represents his body. And in Islam is a lie. I mean, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Muhammad is not true. I mean, you were declaring all of that because Muhammad says that Jesus is not the Son of God. He has to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God, but he will assist the one who comes out of the hole, named the Beast, who's in Mecca, which they're walking around. And he's going to put a mark on everybody and say, hey, now we're on the right side. And they're going to make war against. And so in the context of that, just to take communion, this is how important communion is.
Mm.
That's why, by the way, if you take it wrongly, if you just flippantly just whatever.
That's
how important. But understand water baptism. I mean, you don't get saved by water baptism, but it's an outward sign to all of the dark covered land and the thick dark covered folks that are covered by darkness, Lucifer's darkness, that you're in the light. I mean, that's an outward sign of an inward manifestation that Jesus Christ is with you. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two ordinances of the church. So understand, you want all of Lucifer's powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness, and evil spirits, and all the people that are held oppressed by the blanket of darkness over the earth and the thick darknesses over the people. You're different when you make Jesus Christ, when you receive the light of the world, the life of man, Jesus Christ, and he dwells inside of you. And so when you get water baptized, understand you're making a huge outward sign to all this darkness that you're the Lord's. And that's why the enemy comes against this thing. And when you take communion, I mean, everything that God did and the accumulation of the love of God and the justice of God and the mercy of God collides at that one moment of the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the wine, or what it actually represents, the body of Christ being nailed to a tree. Cursed is every man who hangs on a tree and whose holy blood was shed, the blood of the new covenant. Listen, they sentenced these four Christians in Iran, who our current leadership is supporting, by the way. And but I'm talking about, okay, you have two things going on. You have a secular form of government, which is really submitted to a religious government, the Ayatollah, and Islam, a radical form of Islam that's there. And so when we support Islam, we're supporting all this kind of stuff. And so the persecution of Pastor Assad, we can actually just go let him out now.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
We could say, let them out now. We could say, no, you're not going to beat these four Christians. We'll whip them with 80 lashes for taking communion. Wow. Think about that. So one is, we just want to pray, dear God, protect the persecuted church. Dear God, protect these Christians, Lord, and keep them strong in the faith, Lord God. And forgive us for taking water baptism and communion lightly, because truly, you said, do this in remembrance of me. And we pray, Father God, right now for all the Muslims in Iran, Lord, that they would be saved, that they would know you as Savior and Lord Jesus. Show yourself, Father God, to the Iranian people, God. Show yourself. We pray for revival to break yes. out. We pray that this would just light the church on holy fire in Iran, and they would just get fully committed, God, and just rapid growth of your kingdom in Iran, we pray in Jesus' name. So I just want to encourage you today, remember the persecuted church. Pray for them. Understand that they're appealing right now. They have 10 days to appeal. But imagine right now, because you took communion this Sunday
yeah.
at your local church gathering, mm-hmm. now you're facing 80 lashes. Americans can't face the air conditioner going out. Imagine if there's somebody, you're going to beat me?
Mm.
You're going to be, don't you understand? I don't even tithe.
Mm.
I'm part of the 97%. I'm part of the 97% wow. that don't give tithes and offerings.
Mm-hmm.
Don't beat me. You know, I'm part of the 81% that don't even, we don't, I got a Bible, but I don't touch the Bible. Mm. No, I'm part of the 97% that got the Bible, but I actually read it every now and then, but I don't do anything it says.
Right.
It's the 3% you got to worry about.
Mm.
Can you imagine? That's always been my biggest wow. concern is like, how can the American church go through any persecution?
All right.
And what we find out is a lot of things we're calling the church is not the church. It's kind of unfair to project that on someone by telling them. And that's what we're going to hear about in just a moment. And know that this is how serious water baptism is. This is how serious communion is. And if you have stopped taking communion, I encourage you to get some crackers, get some bread or some crackers or some, you know, if you want to, you can buy matzah. You can go to a local store and yeah. buy some. And get some juice or wine or ever how the Lord leads you to do that, and at least maybe once a month take communion just to remember, hey, I want to remember you, and he says this is what he said to his disciples when he was sitting, and this is what he did before he actually became what that was symbolizing. He sent his disciples ahead and said, I want you to go there. There's a man there, and I want you to be able to ask him for a room in his house because he has a room there, and he'll give it to you. Well, how does he know this? Because he spent time with the Father, and the Father mm-hmm. told him the supreme organizer was organizing things. And so they go there, and they have the man gives them the room. They set up bread and wine to be had there, and what we call the Last Supper, but it mm-hmm. was bread and wine. And they go there, and he sits with his disciples. And all of a sudden, he begins to differentiate between who is his and who's not his, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the meal, when you have a meal with folks, you start finding out, you know hey. What I'm saying? And so that's when, you know, of course, you know, Judas was identified there, but also didn't bother him because he knew these things had to happen. And so he said, he took the bread and he broke it. He broke this bread. And he knew within maybe 24 hours later, you know, approximately, that his body was what this bread was representing, because he was going to be nailed, beat, whipped, punched, nailed to the cross. But think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew the breaking of this bread, and he says, I joyfully waited for this moment. And how many times were we like joyfully? Are we joyfully waiting? And I was so excited that I finally get this chance to suffer for you.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Warm water, whatever.
Yeah.
And so he takes this bread and he breaks it.
Mm.
He breaks this bread. This is God, all man. This is Jesus, Emmanuel, Son of God, who is about to pay the price for all mankind. And he breaks it, and he said, this is my body broken for you. Take and eat. And you think about it. And they're about to see in a few hours, his body was about to be broken for them. And then he took the wine, and he said, and he passed the cup of wine. He says, this is the blood of the new covenant. The old covenant's been passed away. This is the new covenant. Without the shedding of blood, there is no covenant. The shedding of the blood that this wine represented was about to be shed on the cross, and we're going to have this new covenant where we could be in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And they pass the cup and they drink it, and he says, this is the blood of the new covenant. Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. That's what communion represents. And he knew in a few moments that bread and that wine was going to be him as his body poured out the blood and the water from his side. And he gave up his body as a sacrifice for us. When the sins of the world were put upon him, my goodness, thank you, Lord. Take communion, do it in remembrance of him and these four Christians who are facing 80 lashes each for doing it. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program, just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.